just really quickly and simply, in with what's happening and over our evening tonight, it's great. It's great when we open our hearts to the Spirit of God and He moves through the gifts of the Spirit. So when you're hearing people coming up and standing and asking and taking the mic, it's usually the Holy Spirit is touching people's hearts either with a picture or a word or a verse. So some people will read and they're prompted in the, on the evening by the Spirit of God to read particular verses that go with the evening, be touching people's hearts. Sometimes you're hearing people say, I feel God saying that somebody here tonight. So it's like a knowledge or a release of knowledge. That's a gift of the Holy Spirit, so finding people. And that can, the Holy Spirit can move through anyone's life as a Christian. And so it's not just certain individuals, it's through the whole body of Christ. So it's exciting to see that and to respond to that. And I just want to take just a couple of minutes, really, just to say this. There's a verse in Hebrews. It's Hebrews chapter 4. The book of Hebrews in chapter 4, you don't have to turn to it, it's just one verse, you might want to write it down. You might not even be able to see it in the dark and the gloom where you're seated right now. But take it from me, in Hebrews 4 verse 15, it reads like this: For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin. Talking of Jesus, the Son of God, who is our high priest. The high priest was the person that could go into the temple once a year and go into the Holy of Holies and offer sacrifice on behalf of all the people. Now, through Jesus Christ, he is our high priest, and every second of the day we can come before him through Jesus Christ to God. We don't have to go once a year through a particular person, but we can come before God at any time. And this is what it says of this person, Jesus. It says, For we do not have a high priest. We don't have someone who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who is tempted in every way just as we are and yet did not sin. The Amplified Version of the Bible translates that verse 15 like this: We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize and understand our weaknesses and temptations, but one who has been tempted, knowing exactly how it feels to be human. Jesus knows exactly how it feels to be human. He can sympathize, it says in the NIV. And the Amplified says he knows exactly how it feels to be human. And in every respect as we are, yet without committing any sin. Amazing. And then the Message translation, or the Message version, translates that same verse like this: We know that we have Jesus, a great high priest, who is with ready access to God. Let's not let it slip through our fingers. We don't have a high priest who is out of touch with our reality. He's been through weakness and testing, experienced it all but sin. So let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. Take the mercy, accept the help. He knows what it is to be human. He will give us mercy, and he is the one who can truly help, in other words. That's in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Jesus does a number of things. He cares, he shares, and he bears. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 is basically saying this, that Jesus, the Son of God, tonight, for you and me, he cares. The Bible says that God so loves the world that he gives his one and only Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God cares. I mean, you might not feel at times that anyone cares about you. You and I can feel let down, alone, even by the people around us, nearest and dearest to us. Sometimes we can even feel that God will let us alone. We can feel all on our own. But I want to say this to you tonight, that Jesus, our high priest, is the one who can sympathize, empathize. He knows what it is to be human. He cares. God cares tonight. That's the first thing. Second thing is this: he also shares. Not only does Jesus care about you, but he shares. He cares about your marriage. He cares about your life. He cares about your hurt. He cares about the way you think. He cares about who you are. But he shares. It says there that he is able to empathize or sympathize. It says he knows exactly what it is to feel human. He shares. Jesus cares about your humanity, but he also shares in your and my humanity. In other words, the things that trip us up, he understands. The things that make us lose it at times, he understands. The times when we want to give up, he understands. He's felt like that himself, but didn't give in and didn't give up. The times when we feel that we've blown it, he understands. The times when we feel that we're alone, the times when we feel that we have broken it, the times when we feel that this habit is never going to be broken, the times when we feel incredibly anxious or depressed or sad or pulled apart, God shares. That's incredible. When we come to Christmas, we speak about Jesus Emmanuel, God who comes in the flesh. He shares our humanity. Jesus shares. And finally, it says, so he can identify with how you feel, in other words. And finally, he cares, he shares, he also bears. He takes our frailty, your sickness, my pain, my shame. He takes that on the cross. The Bible says quite clearly that he was nailed, our sins are nailed to him. Cursed is he who hung on the tree. Everything that's about me that is bad, everything that I've done, Jesus took it. He cares, he shares it, he absolutely bears it, takes it upon himself. And so tonight in marriage and in home and in life, Jesus is the burden bearer. He's the one who can bring that sense of freedom to our hearts and lives. And so he wants us to trust him. And so we come full circle. God tonight wants us to give our lives to him. He wants us to give our whole hearts to him. As Helen was saying, it's something deeper, not just a surface. I want a bit of a healing, but I'm going to give my life. I'm going to give my marriage. I'm going to give you my home. I'm going to give you my heart. I'm going to give you my habits. I'm going to give you my thinking. I'm going to give you my life, my emotions, who I am. I'm giving myself to you. This is my life, God. Take it. I'm giving myself to you. Two men, and with this I conclude, two men in Luke's gospel in chapter 24, two guys were walking on a road to a place called Emmaus. And when they met with Jesus, they didn't recognize him at first. And Jesus spoke to them and talked to them and opened up the word of God to them and told them about his life and death and resurrection and how he could completely change our lives. It was a fulfillment of all prophecy. And these guys then realized a bit later on when Jesus was at their house and he broke bread and shared with them and reached out to them that who it was. And Jesus went. And it says, and they said this, did not our hearts burn within us when Jesus shared with us? And God is the one who sets our hearts ablaze, frees our hearts, heals our lives, puts us right with him. And they described it as like a flame, like a fire in their hearts. It says, were not our hearts burning within us when he talked with us upon the road? Were not our hearts burning, says the Amplified. Then the message, it says, didn't we feel on fire when we conversed? Jesus is the one who can put fire back into our marriage, put fire back into our love for our children, put fire into our children's love for you and I, put fire into the forgiveness that we might need to feel towards someone and we can't do it in our own strength. He's the one who can put fire into our hearts when we're seeking our Christian walk and we think that, you know, we're not walking right with God. Jesus is the one. He's the one. He cares, he shares, he bears. He just wants us to reach out to him. Shall we pray together? We have a high priest who is able to empathize, sympathize, because he shares our humanity. He knows what it is to be human and yet was able to conquer all of that through the power of love. And so tonight, will you reach out to him? Will you give him your heart, the life, a fresh marriage, home, relationship, children, work, plans, church, God says to us. Lord Jesus, you see our hearts tonight. You see where we are. You've been with us right through. You're here right now. And we're opening in our hearts to you. We think about our marriages that we represent here right now. We say, we want fire of love and hope and forgiveness to come again in our relationships. We there are people maybe we need to forgive right now. We're finding that hard in life and home, and we forgive ourselves. We want fire of the fire of forgiveness to just be released in our hearts and minds right now. For some, there are habits that are hard to break, addictions and attitudes, and we want fire of release and healing to flow right now. Come and burn up the powers of religion and unforgiveness over our hearts and lives and over our church right now. Did not our hearts burn within us when Jesus reaches out to us. Come and we open up our hearts so much. Can we stand together as we're going to close in these moments as we just sing and we worship? But if we could just stand together, can we open? I'm going to suggest that we open our palms like I've got my hand open now. And just if you can open your palms, it's a way of saying, I'm opening my hands, I'm opening my heart to you, Jesus. And as you open your hand and you open your heart, it's a symbol, it's just symbolic. But maybe you're hurting, maybe you're broken, maybe you've got addictions, maybe there's worries, maybe there's anxieties, maybe there's need for healing in relationships, whatever it is right now. And as we stand, we're standing over our lives and for our church, and we're opening our hearts. And see our hands, Lord, as they're open right now. This is symbolic, but we're just saying, we're opening our hands. We're saying, we haven't got anything, and I'm opening my heart. And we're just saying, come and have your way, Holy Spirit, in our lives, in this place, in our homes, in our livelihoods, in our relationships, in my body, in my mind. I'm saying I'm giving my life to you, God. We're giving our church to you with the churches that we represent. Homes. Come and forgive us, Lord. Come and heal hearts. I pray for a wave of forgiveness to flow. That people here tonight are going to start to feel forgiven as you love them, Lord. Come and just release this real sense of your love. Put your arms around people. Jesus, you stand amongst us. Let healing flow from us towards others right now. There are people that we're seeking to forgive. Let healing flow. Maybe they're not even here, but let healing touch their bodies and lives and hearts, minds right now. Let the atmosphere in this place change even more. It's great what's happening, Lord, but we say more of just you having your way, Jesus. Let salvation flow. I pray for people to be brought back into the kingdom. If you once walked with Jesus Christ, then come back. If you've been walking in a way that's not right with God, then come back to him right now. Jesus says, come back to me. Or you are weary and heavy laden, come to me and I'll give you rest. Maybe that's you tonight. Then just say, Jesus, I'm coming back to you. I'm giving my life to you afresh. Right now, Holy Spirit, flow. Move amongst us. Touch hearts. Change lives. Heal bodies. Have your way.